Although World Toilet Day has been observed since 2001, this is the first time the UN is officially marking the day, thanks to the lobbying of Singapore. Karen Tan is the country's ambassador to the United Nations.
Toilets and sanitation are still taboo topics. They're often discussed in lowered voices like a dirty little secret or laughed at like a bad joke. But this is really no laughing matter. Sanitation is an issue that affects large and small countries alike.
When people do not have toilets, they simply use the outdoors as their bathroom. And that's where the danger lies, to themselves, their community, and even to the future of their countries. Alex Kent is International Campaigns Manager with WaterAid.
On the 5th of May this year, an 11-year-old girl was raped in the middle of the night in a field in her village in Bihar, India. She had waited until the dead of the night to go outside, find the darkest part in the field and relieve herself. This happened simply because she didn't have access to a toilet. Her story isn't unique. It's not unique to Bihar or the rest of the world. And it's not only a matter of sexual violence, but child mortality, ill health, education and poor income. Sanitation affects nearly all the MDGs. And yet it's the most off track, and all too often it's the issue that we don't talk about.
As this example shows, women and girls are disproportionately affected by the global sanitation crisis. Tanya Khan is with the Water Supply and Sanitation Collaborative Council, which has released a report entitled We Can't Wait.
Women and girls living without any toilets spend 27 billion hours each year finding a place to go. Their role in the productive arena is something that we need to highlight. Sanitation is good for the economy. For every $1 spent on sanitation, there is a $5.50 return for keeping people healthy and productive. The potential global economic gains from investing in sanitation and water are estimated to be $260 billion per year, which is quite a big number.
Therese Dooley of the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, reminds how addressing sanitation, which also includes clean water, is crucial in the aftermath of humanitarian crises such as the typhoon in the Philippines. And she stresses that bringing about long-term change is also more than just installing toilets.
The solution to sanitation is really working with people to create a better understanding and demand for the services. It's not just about building toilets. It's actually about using it and about introducing new behaviours and social norms around sanitation. We have to invest in people and not just products.
More than 30 governments have signed up to national targets to eliminate open defecation within the next 10 to 15 years. Deanne Penn, United Nations.